Money. You can't live without it. And yet money and all the stuff it can buy has a way of wrapping its tentacles around your heart. They say that the best things in life are free. Well, if that's the case, why is it that so many people give up so much for money? People are working so hard to keep up appearances, to look successful, to live in the right suburb, to send their kids to the right school, drive the right car, wear the right clothes. So much so that instead of serving them, money's become more of a tyrant. God has a lot to say about money in the Bible, more than I ever expected, in fact. But it's not money itself he has so much of a problem with. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money, but they've caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrow. You often hear that passage misquoted. People say that money is the source of all kinds of evil. But quite clearly, that's not what God is saying here. It's the love of money, our obsession with money, that's in fact our undoing. And that's something he wants to set us free from. Can I ask you, to what extent in your heart of hearts do you dream about having more money, about winning the lottery and sailing on a yacht for the rest of your days around the Greek islands, or whatever your dream of the ideal life happens to be? And when you look at your lifestyle, how hard you work, what you spend your money on, the things you desire to have that you can't afford, so you put them on the credit card, spending tomorrow's income today, how much does your lifestyle, how much do your spending habits reflect a love of money? If money is your heart's desire, what's it costing you? Come on, be honest. What bad behavior, envy, overwork, selfishness is it driving in you? I relate a lot to that last sentence in the verse, that the love of money has caused people a lot of pain and sorrow. Absolutely. Money, it's a great servant, but a terrible master. That's God's word, fresh for you today.